That was Zarqawi Smorgasbord here on CKLN International Connection. A little treat for you, maybe. A little reward after listening to Bob. This is the International Connection. You can reach us at... Hey, I'm going to go to the phones. I'm going straight to the phones. Here we go. You're on the air.
Hi, Greg.
Hello.
How's everybody?
Very good.
How's Daniel?
He's good. He's here.
Very good. Hi, Daniel. I'm just calling in. I haven't been listening too much because I've been doing a lot of other things.
But, yes.
I wish that the world would know that, number one, the Arabs did not do 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And that this constant murder and the people who are involved in this huge, huge lie and the genocide that they are performing day in, day out, and then banging their chests like a bunch of gorillas with machine guns. It's disgusting. It's the most evil thing going on the planet right now. Most of the media is all bought and sold and continuing this huge lie and allowing the genocide to go on. And what it's doing to people at a soul level who are so stupid that they're going along with this. And the people who know who really did 9/11 and the motives for it, the ones that are researching and finding it out. I mean, please, people, don't stop. Keep researching it, putting the information out. If I say something right now, I will probably be killed by those people who have actually done this. This is how evil they are, and they're everywhere in this country as well, and they're involved in this. So it's disgusting. I find it the most soulless, depraved thing going on in this planet. And if you want to find out who really did 9/11,
yes,
just ask Rabbi Dov Zakheim, who actually did it, the goddamn murderer.
You know what I thought was interesting? I heard a report on the television the other day that was a poll, and it said that 18% of the people in the United States think that the troops should be brought back home now. I interpreted that as that there are only 18% of the people in the United States that are smart.
You know what? And not only that, well, because they're constantly being fed this pablum of absolute lies.
And I fed more of it this morning. I did a whole half hour there.
Yeah, no, it's unbelievable. Of course, Zakari's head is found, you know, because in a certain religion, beheading, and it's not the Arab religion,
mm-hmm.
but in another religion, you
mm-hmm.
know which one I mean,
mm-hmm.
beheading
I don't
is the
know.
Number...
I have another call, actually.
Anyway.
I have another call.
Well, anyway...
Just don't
please.
Know... You can stay
okay.
on.
Okay, great.
You can stay on. You're on the air.
Yeah, this is Bob.
Bob!
Let's have our debate. Everything she said is nonsense. She was ignoring an hour and a half that I was on, 73 minutes, doing something else. That's why she comes in.
I just turned it on a few minutes ago while this thing was on. I didn't even know Bob was on.
Well, you need to know that, Heather. You need to keep aware of the schedule on the
well,
International Connection.
I'm sorry. I'm up pretty late researching myself at night, and
yeah,
believe
me. You're an info addict. You just keep researching, learning. That's what
well,
you're
doing. Well, instead of insulting me, why don't you
we
say
don't
something productive right now, Bob? What do you have to say other than insulting me?
Well, I just want to insult you because you're
well,
insulting
then get off
me
the goddamn air. I don't want to hear your insults. You're an ignoramus, and I don't want to have any more insults from you, okay? You're full of shit.
There's
the debate.
Look at this
there's
guy
the
is, please, don't put him on with me because he has nothing
I know,
to say.
I know. I didn't know. I didn't know. Contemporary band.